السلام عليكم. سورة النور verse 11 please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. Those who brought forward the lie are a body among yourselves. Think it not to be an evil to you. On the contrary, it is good for you. To every man among them will come the punishment of the sin that they earned, and to him that he earned, and to him who took on himself the lead among them will be a penalty grievous. Brothers and sisters, there are a few verses I wanted to reflect on tonight, but these were revealed to an event that I will not elaborate too much, but I will summarize it. The Prophet ﷺ went with his companions, and he took with him his wife Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, on expedition. On the way back, she overslept, stayed behind. One of the good companions of the Prophet found her, brought her to the Medina. And unfortunately, human nature, especially when you have hypocrites in the Medina, so they started a rumor, slandering Aisha and the companion, accusing them, astaghfirullah, with adultery and so on. And like any rumor, it starts small, and snowballs, and it got bigger. And in this verse, there are a few important things that I believe it is a good reminder for us. The first thing is, Allah is saying is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِنْكُمْ. Those who started this, a group from you. And it is very important at a time where this event was so great in its size because it's impacted the household of the Prophet ﷺ. Yet Allah says, لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. Don't consider it to be bad for you, it's rather is good for you. I want us to look at this and reflect on it a little bit. We all know the verse "Inna ma'al usri yusra," right? There is a consistent message by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers that no matter how bad the event is, the size of the hardship, the difficulties you are facing, always look at it in a positive eye, because in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the hardship, there is also opportunities and ease. And this is something easy for us to say, but it might be at times hard to implement. And I call upon each one of us to really reflect. We all have experiences in our life that we come across a difficult time. Look at that time of your life, as difficult as it was, and see where there are good things out of it that you or I or any of us missed. Because this is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer should always be optimistic, always, no matter how difficult it is, always try to see the good in things. Because sometimes it exposes people. And this time, it exposed a group of people who are the hypocrites. Sometimes there are lessons, like you will see, lessons, moral and ethical lessons, that you will benefit from. Sometimes these events help you grow and to develop spiritually and to develop certain skills. So, in summary, it is a reminder to each one of us by this verse. In this difficult time, Allah is reminding us, it is not all bad. There is good in it. Look for the good. So believer always should try to focus and try to spot the good. It is challenging, but this is the divine call by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, toward the end of the verse, I noticed something that it is very interesting. وَالَّذِينَ تَوَلَّ كِبَرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And here it went to a singular. تَوَلَّ كِبْرَهُ. It didn't say تَوَلُّ. تَوَلُّ is plural. تَوَلَّ. It seems to me, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ, it seems to me that Allah is indicating usually the factory of rumors. It starts by a single entity. Could that be one individual or could be a group, but they represent an entity. And for us, especially the Muslims in America, when we hear about Islamophobia, I believe that we should really pin it down. Who is behind it? Who is that factory? Who is that entity that is producing that type of rumor? Because it sounds like usually rumors don't come from the mass of the people, but it is initiated and fabricated and produced by a single entity. So I felt this is a good observation, wallahu a'lam, but it is something for us to keep in mind. Then the verse 12, it is for all of us. And I'd like here to capture some of the Arabic brilliancy of the Quran with you. لولا سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. Why did not the believers, man and woman, when they heard of this affair, put the best construction on it in their own minds and say, this charge is an obvious lie? In other words, I'm going to tell you a story. During that time, there is a companion, Abu Musa al-Ansari. He walked into his house and his wife told him, oh, Abu Musa, did you hear about Aisha and about that companion? He told her, I don't want to hear. Yes, I heard it, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. She told him, but people are, I said, let me ask you this. Would you do it? Would you commit adultery? She said, Astaghfirullah, there's no way I would do it. He said, Aisha is better than you. She is the mother of the believers. How could you believe or even entertain the idea that she would do it? Nipping it. A believer is a believer, not only in Allah, but believe in each other. Believe in the goodness, in the brotherhood and the sisterhood of those one who he knows. And you always give the people the benefit of the doubt. Allah here is reprimanding Muslims. You should know better. You guys are believers. How could you have entertained the idea that two of those righteous people, the wife of the Prophet and a good companion that you guys know, and you have allowed that rumor mill to excel and to grow and to touch a lot of you? So it is a reminder to all of us, brother and sister, we should be resistant to rumors. The believers, we should be resistant to rumors. We'll go to, I just wanted to capture an important, لولا سمعتموه is talking to plural, right? Those one who they know Arabic. The Quran says, ظن المؤمنون. Why didn't say, ظننتم بأنفسكم خيرا. The Quran here could have used the flow of the language talking to the group, those who participated in the rumor. The linguistically speaking should say ظننتم, should be plural. But here the Quran changes and goes into ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات. Now is no longer talking to that group of people. Who is the Quran is talking to now? But who? Us. Brother and sister, this is, I heard it and I really had to read it again and again because I felt this was the brilliancy of the language. How the divine moved the scenery from a limited circle that he was addressing, talking to all of us, because the lessons, the goodness in this event, the lessons that we ought to learn from, we are talking about it 1400 years later, and it is addressing to us. This is the change of linguistically speaking, that the brilliancy of the Quran and the miraculous Arabic approach. Then I'd like to go to skip, Dr. Saleh, how many more do I have?
Two minutes.
All right. No, I'll stick with, I'll go to verse 15. I also like to leave you with that. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. Behold, you received it on your tongues and said it out of your mouth, things of which you had no knowledge, and you thought it to be a light matter, while it was more serious in the sight of Allah. Brothers and sisters, when you receive, do you receive with your tongue or with your ears? Why the Quran is talking about receiving with your tongue? Because when rumor starts, a believer should, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. There is a process that we should listen, verify, dig deeper, investigate. Then I pass on the best that I was able to discover. If it is a rumor and fallacy, I kill it. If it is something important to the community, I pass it. But after what? After the process. Here the Quran is saying is, when the rumor starts, people are no longer listening. They hear and they right away spit them out. Right away they share it. I heard this. Did you hear it? Oh, I heard this. Oh, they said it goes around quickly. Allah is making clear that we understand rumors, again, the believers, we should not be a part of that. We should nip it like Abu Musa al-Ansari did. But if it is harmful to the community, we should investigate. We should verify. We should dig deeper into it. And we should not participate in something that it is promoting fallacy, harming people and harming others. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. May Allah accept, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Akhi. May Allah bless you. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Thank you. السلام عليكم.